Amid continuing victories for the Syrian army in its fight against a wide array of terror groups across the country, military officials have shown journalists what they described as U.S.-made arms seized from Daesh. The terror group left the weapons behind while being forced out by Syrian government troops.
Increasingly apparent that the United States and its allies in the Middle East, in particular Saudi Arabia and Israel, made a concerted effort to get weapons into the hands of the rebels. This had some rather stunning manifestations, including the Benghazi event.
The Syrian Arab Army general said it will take us at least 6 days to take out all these trophies left here by Daesh fighters after their escape. There are a lot of weapons and various foreign-made means of communication.
This is merely one form of hypocrisy and betrayal at the highest levels of the American government in order to advance the Israeli agenda of taking out the modern Arab states that serve as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region. And then, once Bashar al-Assad was gone, to confront the Persian nation of Iran, even though Iran itself is a peace-loving nation that has not launched a war of aggression against any other state since 1775. The hypocrisy, deceit, and deception of the United States is shameful and appalling and has to create grave misgivings about our own government.
The U.S. has sent numerous shipments of arms to anti-Syria armed groups since the conflict began in the Arab country in 2011. Many of the weapons have ended up in the hands of Daesh, which the U.S. claims to be fighting against in Syria. Syria and Russia accuse the U.S. of directly providing the terror group with arms. But be it directly or indirectly, the arming and funding of the terror groups in Syria has pursued Washington's stated goal: the overthrow of the Syrian government, an objective which has remained elusive to date. Saudi Arabia is known to be the main regional supporter of terror groups fighting to topple the Syrian government. The U.S. security apparatus, NSA, has released a document which sheds new light on Riyadh's role in the war on Syria. This suggests that Prince Salman bin Sultan of Saudi Arabia directly ordered a coordinated attack by militants on Damascus in 2013. According to the document, Salman provided 120 tons of explosives and other weaponry to the militants, instructing them to, quote, light up Damascus and flatten the airport.
We even have increasing proof now that Saudi Arabia was behind not only arming the rebels, but promoting attacks they would make upon the government of Syria, which of course is democratically elected. The Saudis, of course, are a monarchy. It's a family lineage. Democracy is foreign to Saudi Arabia.
All the schemes to topple the Syrian government have proved futile over 6 years after the crisis began in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has recently said the rule of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is coming to an end. But anti-Syria analysts and observers in the U.S. itself believe that Assad's removal is near impossible and that the Syrian president is much more powerful than the early days of the Syria conflict, when he had weakened to some extent.